It is indeed a pleasure to welcome to our studios today Robin Brown, renowned Queensland jazz singer. How are you going, Robin?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
The excitement is that you've got a brand new album release coming up real, real soon. Tell us all about Bound for Glory and some of the history behind the gospel project.
So I have been singing jazz for quite a while and organising jazz events. But personally, I'm very interested in a lot of the history of where it comes from and how those songs develop. So a lot of the early jazz and blues, I'm interested in the stories behind that. So I had a gig at Brisbane Jazz Club on a Sunday morning brunch. So I thought, I'm going to do a gospel project. This is a few years ago, because I loved a lot of the early... There's many threads in the development of music that we enjoy today. And the music we enjoy today wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for slavery in America, sadly. But it was the huge slave trade bringing Africans to America to work on the plantations and the railways. They brought their rhythms, their harmonies, the different inflections with them, and there was this big melting pot between European music and the African music. And one of those threads in that development of our modern music is the gospel thread. So we had Negro spirituals that developed. So the slaves, I'm telling you a lot of stories you'll hear at my show. The slaves were converted to Christianity, but they weren't allowed to go to the white churches. So they would meet together and make up songs and sing them and pass them around. So they became known as the Negro spirituals. So some of my songs are the early, very early Negro spirituals, and I tell the stories behind them because a lot of the songs were sung on the work gangs, the spirituals, but they were actually coded messages on how to escape. So right. There's lots of interesting stories, and that kind of kept developing into, then you have people like Blind Willie Johnson, who was a sit on a street corner performing with the guitar, and he was a street evangelist actually, and he would have a tin cup tied to the neck of his guitar and people would throw money into it, but he is very well known among blues musicians today because he started that slide guitar style. But he, you know, was singing songs about the Lord and about you've got to repent and turn your life around. That was his music. So we do some of his songs that went into, I do songs by a lady called Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who's amazing, powerhouse of a woman. She grew up in the church and was singing and playing guitar in the church, and she was discovered and signed to a major label, and she was out in the mainstream, but she never compromised her message, and she was a huge influence on rock and roll. So if you go back and look her up on YouTube, her playing this Gibson guitar, she's rocking away, and Elvis Presley and Little Richard and so many people were fans of hers, and she influenced their music. So rock and roll and soul and Motown, all that music came out of the gospel music tradition. Mm-hmm. So I do the songs and tell the stories, and I've been doing this show for a while. It's been such a great show that we wanted to record some of it. So finally, long, long process, recorded this project, doing some of those songs, and we're going to do an album launch, and you'll hear the songs and the stories at the concert.
Fantastic. We'll get to the album launch in just a moment, but this is your third album, is that right?
Yes.
So has it been purely a journey of jazz for you?
Yes. The albums, my previous two, yes, are jazz albums, jazz standards and some original songs. So these ones we're doing... You know, I'm telling a bit of a story in this project and doing some of those early songs, but certainly with a jazz interpretation of them. So brilliant jazz musicians playing on this album. They were a lot of fun to work with.
Now, the album launch, let us know all about that. It's happening at New Life at Woombye on the 31st. How can we get along and be a part of it?
So, yes, Sunday afternoon at the New Life Auditorium. It's such a lovely big space in there. You can buy tickets online, so you can go to www.stickytickets.com.au. You can search Bound for Glory, or you can search Robin Brown. You'll find it on Sticky Tickets website. You can even come to the door and buy tickets at the door. That's okay. I prefer early because then I know if I'm going to get a good crowd or not.
And you can certainly find all of those links on our What's On guide, so make sure you look for it there. So the album launch, Sunday, October 31, New Life Auditorium at Woombye. And what else, apart from learning some of the stories behind these incredible, I guess, foundational songs to what we consider modern music, what else is taking place on the album launch?
What else is taking place? Well, we're bringing you some beautiful music, but we also, there's going to be coffee and tea and snacks and a pizza van on site so you can hang around. We finish about 5:30 and you can have pizza afterwards. There's a break in the middle where you can eat. And the album will be on sale there, and you can even buy, if you don't have a CD player anymore, you can buy a download card. My album will be also available, I don't like to say it, but it will be available on streaming. So, yes, it'll be on all the streaming sites on the 31st of October releases then. But it's going to be a great afternoon. I have a seven-piece band and we'll have a whole horn section. It's going to be fantastic. So if you want to hear some incredible musicianship, please come along.
And I notice you're also having an event in Brisbane on Sunday the 14th.
Yes, Sunday the 14th of November we'll be at Brisbane Jazz Club bringing the same show there. So if you're closer to Brisbane, come and have church with us at Brisbane Jazz Club. You can look on their website, brisbanejazzclub.com.au, for booking the tickets there. But it's a beautiful spot. It's really worth visiting.
Again, you can find all of those details on our What's On guide. Robin Brown, Bound for Glory, the gospel project and the album launch, thanks for taking time out and coming and having a chat with us today. It's been such an amazing, there is a little bit of history here. We go back a little ways to Nambour Christian College days. Yes. And when I was a teacher there. And so it's kind of interesting how life takes these turns.
Yes, I never imagined myself here all those years ago.
Makes
yes,
two of us.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful the journey God takes us on and what he can do in our lives. It's incredible.